Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, January 16th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. For the first time ever, Apple snags the top spot in global smartphone market share with 20.1% of devices shipped in 2023. Apple shipped 234.6 million iPhones, up 3.7% on the year, dethroning Samsung, who shipped 226.6 million units, down 13.6%. The overall market was also down 3.2% year over year, with 1.17 billion units shipped in 2023, the lowest volume in over a decade. Peacock's AFC wildcard game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Miami Dolphins was the most live stream event in U.S. history, accounting for 30% of internet traffic during the broadcast. The game had a total of 27.6 million viewers, with a peak average of 24.6 million during the second quarter. The game, however, did not come without controversy, as many viewers complained about having to sign up to a streaming service to watch an NFL playoff game, which historically have been free to watch on terrestrial television. OpenAI is concerned about election misinformation and has updated its policies, which forbid users from using OpenAI's tools, including ChatGPT, DALL-E, and others, to impersonate candidates or local governments. Users are also barred from using OpenAI's tools for campaigns or lobbying and are not permitted to use them to discourage voting or misrepresent the voting process. In the latest edition of its Power On newsletter, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman says that Apple is preparing to split its App Store in two ahead of the European Union's Digital Markets Act enforcement that requires the iPhone maker to allow sideloading of apps within the region. Under the stipulations of the DMA, Apple must allow developers to promote their offerings outside of the App Store and to also use third-party payment systems. In other Digital Markets Act news, Google users will be able to unlink some of their services, including search, YouTube, ad services, and others, preventing data sharing between said services once the block's new rules take effect on March 6. Unlinking services could impact some of their features, such as reservations made on Google Search not appearing on Google Maps, or search recommendations becoming less relevant after unlinking Search, YouTube, and Chrome. Google contends that aspects of a service that do not involve sharing data will not be affected. Microsoft's Copilot AI is now available for all Microsoft 365 users on the $30 per month plan, regardless of the total number of users on the plan. Copilot, when launched in November, was initially limited to organizations with at least 300 users. Given the demand and interest we've heard from small and medium-sized businesses, we're removing that 300-seat minimum, says Divya Kumar, Global Head of Marketing for Search and AI at Microsoft. Logistics company FedEx announced its own commerce platform called FDX, aimed at competing with Amazon. FDX will offer merchant services like demand generation, fulfillment, tracking, and post-purchase experiences, including returns. FedEx said the new platform is currently in private preview with plans for a wider launch in the fall of this year. No brands have been mentioned as part of the pilot, but businesses can register their interest by filling out a form. Adobe announced that it is introducing new AI-powered audio editing features in Adobe Premiere Pro. The goal is to remove tedious tasks such as manually locating specific tools or cleaning up poor quality dialogue. The new workflows will be available in the Premiere Pro public beta starting today, including interactive fade handles that enable users to quickly create custom audio transitions by dragging them directly across their main editing timeline. Elon Musk wants 25% voting control at Tesla before growing the company to become a leader in artificial intelligence and robotics. He currently has 13% voting control based on his outstanding shares. On X, Musk said, "I am uncomfortable growing Tesla to be a leader in AI and robotics without having approximately 25% voting control, enough to be influential, but not enough that I cannot be overturned." Musk goes on to say that he'd rather build products outside of Tesla without such control. And finally, Gmail's unsubscribe button, which has been available on the web and iOS devices for some time, is now rolling out to Android. The unsubscribe button is located at the email's top section, and clicking it will either request confirmation through a pop-up dialog or direct users to the newsletter's unsubscribe website. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. If you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.